With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The investigation into the death of a 21-year-old black student discovered hanging from a tree at Delta State University in Mississippi remains a, quote, active investigation. Authorities say the school's president has acknowledged the incident has stoked tensions on campus and stirred up memories of the past.
While the preliminary report of the Bolivar County Coroner's Office indicates no evidence of foul play, we recognize that this is not only about facts. It's about emotions and it's about feelings. And the way this loss and how it was discovered affects people's lives.
That is school president Dan Ennis. Three police officers have been killed in a shooting in southern Pennsylvania. Two other officers wounded in that incident in York County. Adding the person who fired on the officers is also dead.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition.
That is Police Commissioner Christopher Parris. The gunman was shot and killed. Big changes in late-night television. ABC has suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely following comments he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, the network's decision comes after Nexstar announced its ABC affiliates would, quote, preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely. Kimmel, like CBS late night host Live Stephen Colbert, has constantly been very critical of President Trump and his policies. This is SRN News. Well, Christians within the United Kingdom are getting together.
They represent many different denominations and will gather in London on Saturday to issue a warning, namely that the country is straying from the faith of its fathers. Event organizers say, quote, by ignoring Britain's Christian heritage, we've endangered human life, weakened society, and created a fragmented nation without a unifying vision for its future. Attendees are also scheduled to sign a document to that effect called the Westminster Declaration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez calling for Israel to be banned from all international sporting events. He made that statement after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of a Spanish cycling race in Madrid last weekend. Pro-Palestinian group threw barriers onto the road and clashed with police near the finish line of that race. This is SRN News. Amazon investing more money for many of its American workers.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Washington Commanders plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium. That's cleared its final hurdle with the local legislature, and the District of Columbia Council approved that legislation. Officials in Washington say now the bill passed by an 11-2 vote and will be sent to the mayor. More details at srnnews.com.